T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
The short-range outlook calls for Mike Max, a maxi front sweeping through right now. Looking forward to being able to see Mike Max down on the field at Target Field wearing his mask. Is it a CCO TV mask, Maxi? What kind of mask do you wear?
No, we don't. We have never worn WCCO TV masks because we didn't want to make it look like we were glorifying the situation and doing self-promotion. So you're on your own for a mask. And so I've got whatever I take from home is what I've gotten. I'll bet you at our house, and I'm sure most people relate to this. I wonder if we ever cleaned up how many masks we got in that house right now. 30, 40, and that's not even counting the temporary ones you wear, you know?
Oh, man. I long for the day when I don't have to reach into my back pocket and reach for a mask. We're getting there. Things are moving in the right direction.
There, yep.
Hey, I'm just curious. Yep. Do you think the Saints are going to see an uptick in fans because of Byron Buxton playing at St. Paul? Pretty big deal.
Yeah, it's actually twofold because they're opened up now for the first time. You know, since they opened them up, they've got a home game, and then Byron Buxton playing. And so, you know, the only thing is with all these teams is, you know, everybody's kind of like, talking to Randy Sampson about this last night at Canterbury as well. You know, it's kind of like everybody's catching up to the rules now. You know, what do we need to know that they're still not quite clear on? You know, can we go? Is it open? Is it free? Do we have to have reservations? And you really don't for Twins or Saints right now. The only problem some places have had, and this is more in the restaurant industry in Canterbury, is having enough help out there that you can hire back that aren't getting government checks.
Wow.
And they're staying home. But that's another issue. But, yeah, you should be able to go out there. And the question now is the mindset. Do fans recognize that? Do they go, wow, that'd be a great night. I live in St. Paul and Byron's playing. I'll just go over and check the AAA team out. Or, you know, let's go over to, you know, we got the Yankees in town, you know. And that's it, man. Go see the Yankees and get a ticket there. So both of those are pretty good buys right now.
Absolutely. What else is on your sports Doppler? What are some of the stories you're tracking right now?
You know, one of them that's interesting with the Twins is Josh Donaldson coming out last week and talking about pitchers and how they deface the balls to get an advantage. You know, it used to be steroids they talk about now. Apparently, from the reports that you see, there's a substance that a clubhouse guy in, I believe it was Anaheim, developed. And it's a sunscreen something, and if you mix it, then it's hard to detect, and you put it on the ball and make it move. And,
really?
He's got some clientele. Yeah, and he's got some clientele on that list, and Garrett Cole is one of them. And Josh Donaldson has called out some of these pitchers. And, you know, you got to have some big smokies to do what Josh is doing when they got the ball in their hands and they can throw it whatever they want. But he has said, hey, man, pitchers, everybody knows pitchers are doing this. And it's a very tricky, sensitive area because if you're going to call out players from other teams, well, what happens if there's one on your own team that's doing it? So it's very, it's a very, very a delicate situation in baseball right now because if you start calling out pitchers, then what if they say? Okay, well, maybe I am, but guess what? Your guy is too, so you live with that. And it's going to be another investigation by baseball. And anytime you get big time money like this, you know, follow the money. The cheaters are usually a step ahead, and it sounds like they found a new way to make the ball move. And this whole when your spin rate, if it increases dramatically, they say that's a telltale sign, the same way that when guys would put on 30 pounds of muscle in the off season because they were doing steroids, you know.
Interesting. Hey, St. Thomas fell yesterday, Division III World Series. They play again today. and need to win two. Any thoughts?
Yeah, they lost 6-1 to Salisbury yesterday at Maryland. So now they got to win two straight. But they're in good shape because they went through the winner's bracket. So they've got pitching depth, and they've got a young team there that's playing for St. Thomas. They got a lot of good players on that team that are, you know, they got a 3-year last year because they didn't have the year. And so they've got sophomores that are freshmen eligibility wise. They got a nice team there. So these things, you know, when you start talking about baseball, it's a coin toss all the time. It's, you know, yesterday Salisbury hit a ball. I was heading right for the first baseman, Max Morris, and, you know, it jumped him and hit the cusp and went over his head and produces two runs instead of a ground out. And that's baseball, you know, and that's the way it's played out. So you get to this level and it's just take your chances.
Absolutely. Max, are you doing okay? You are the hardest working man in sports.
Yep, yeah? They're doing great. They're having a good run. I'm at the health club right now. And, going to go out and cover a track meet this morning and then go see Ben Johnson at the Gophers at the YMCA event. Yeah, and then out to the Twins. So it's a good day.
So you sense the optimism returning. I know it's not 2019, but people are
upbeat. Confidence. Just as an example here, I'm at the health club, and initially, you know, when Lifetime lifted the mask ban, I was about 50-50 people were still wearing masks, and now it's 100-0. You know, nobody's wearing a mask anymore that's working out, and so the confidence level is coming back across the board with people. The Vikings have had a huge renewal on their season ticket base. So, you know, that surprised me a little bit. I thought people that would have to be resold that sat out for a year, but it sounds like they're over 90-some% on the renewal rate for season ticket holders. So that tells you what people think about going to an enclosed building. And so, you know, I don't know what happens next because, you know, Paul, smarter people than I will figure this out, but at some point in time, I mean, our economy, you got to look at and say, how much money do we owe now? You know, I mean, I get it. We've bridged the loan to get everybody through this, but that'll be the next step, I guess, in trying to figure out, how we financially manage this thing as a country.
Yeah. Hey, my wife still makes
the world,
me.
Right?
I was going to mention this, and this is my personal problem, but my wife still asked me to wear a mask in bed, and so should I be concerned about that, Maxie?
No, I'm not going to say it.
She doesn't want to look at me. All right. Somebody, we're out of time.
She asked you to wear it.
Okay. And bada boom.
Too
Thanks,
early
Maxie.
In the morning. I'm used to my
It's way
show.
Too
Have
early.
Day, Paul.
You too. You get me in trouble. I get you in trouble. All right. When we come back, an update from Patrick Raycam, Minneapolis St. Paul Business Journal. Stick around.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.